Coming up next on Passion Struck, Albert Einstein once said, "The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results." But what drives us to repeat irrational behaviors? In today's episode of Passion Struck, I'm diving deep into the mysteries of irrationality. We'll explore how our emotions, biases, and even our brains can lead us down these irrational paths. And we'll use the classic story of Romeo and Juliet to illustrate just how powerful these forces can be. Stick around to discover how you can recognize and combat irrationality in your own life. This is an episode you don't want to miss. Welcome to Passion Struck. Hi, I'm your host, John R. Miles, and on the show, we decipher the secrets, tips, and guidance of the world's most inspiring people and turn their wisdom into practical advice for you and those around you. Our mission is to help you unlock the power of intentionality so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you're new to the show, I offer advice and answer listener questions on Fridays. We have long-form interviews the rest of the week with guests ranging from astronauts to authors, CEOs, creators, innovators, scientists, military leaders, visionaries, and athletes. Now, let's go out there and become Passion Struck. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 480 of Passion Struck, ranked as one of the top five most inspirational podcasts worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to each and every one of you who turn into the show weekly to listen, learn, and discover how to live better, be better, and most importantly, to make a meaningful impact in the world. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for joining us, or you simply want to introduce this to a friend or a family member, and we so appreciate it when you do that. We have episode starter packs, which are collections of our fans' favorite episodes that we organize into convenient playlists that give any new listener a great way to get acclimated to everything we do here on the show. Either go to Spotify or passionstruck.com/starterpacks to get started. And in case you missed my episodes from earlier in the week, they featured two amazing ones with Finian Kelly and Dr. Mary C. Murphy. Finian is an author and coach, and we discuss his brand new book, Intentionality, which is a direct correlation to so much that we discuss here on the podcast. And then I had on Mary Murphy, who is a Stanford-trained professor, a protege of Carol Dweck, and we discuss how to overcome fixed mindsets in the cultures of work. And if you liked either of those episodes or today's, we would so appreciate you giving us a 5-star rating and review and sharing this with your friends and families. I know we and our guests love to hear your feedback. In today's episode, I'm diving deep into the fascinating world of irrationality. Have you ever found yourself making a decision you knew didn't make sense, but you did it anyway? I know I have, and it's something we all experience more often than we'd like to admit. In today's episode, I will explore how irrationality takes hold, and more importantly, what you can do about it. From the quirks of our minds that lead us astray to the emotions that drive our decisions, we will uncover the science behind these behaviors. We'll dive into cognitive biases, emotional influences, and the brain mechanisms contributing to our irrational actions. To bring this concept to life, I'll examine one of the most famous stories of all time, Romeo and Juliet. In this timeless tale, love leads to a series of irrational actions and thoughts. Romeo, for instance, quickly shifts his affection from Rosaline to Juliet. He acts impulsively to avenge his friend's death and ultimately chooses to die rather than live without Juliet, unaware that she has only faked her death. These actions, driven by intense emotion, exemplify how love can cloud judgment and lead to irrational decisions. You'll learn about the evolutionary traits that make us prone to irrationality, the social and environmental factors that shape our decisions, and how stress and cognitive load can impair our rational thinking. I'll also discuss the personal and societal consequences of irrational behavior, but it doesn't stop there. I'll equip you with 6 strategies to mitigate irrationality in your life. From increasing awareness to practicing mindfulness to using decision-making frameworks and behavioral interventions, you'll gain practical tools to make better decisions. By the end of this episode, you will better understand why we act irrationally and actionable steps to bring more rationality into your life. So let's get started on this journey to uncover the mysteries of irrationality. Thank you for choosing Passion Struck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to creating an intentional life. Let the journey begin. Let's start today's episode out by discussing what is irrational behavior. Irrationality refers to actions or decisions that lack logical reasoning or are not based on sound judgment. Unlike rational behavior, which is guided by logic, evidence, and reasoned thinking. Irrational behavior is often driven by emotions, cognitive biases, or flawed reasoning. Rational behavior involves making decisions based on carefully considering facts, possible outcomes, and logical analysis. It seeks to maximize benefits and minimize harm, adhering to sound judgment principles as well as objective reasoning. On the other hand, irrational behavior deviates from these principles. It can be impulsive, emotionally charged, and influenced by cognitive distortions. Such behavior often ignores evidence, overestimates risks and rewards, and leads to decisions that are not in one's best interest. So with that sound backdrop between rational and irrational thinking, let's explore some common examples of irrational behavior by telling the story of Romeo and Juliet and highlighting how irrationality played a crucial role in their actions. First, let's explore impulsive love and shifting affections. At the beginning of the story, Romeo is heartbroken over Rosaline and declares his undying love for her. However, the moment that he meets Juliet, he instantly forgets Rosaline and falls deeply in love with Juliet. How is this action irrational? This rapid shift in affection exemplifies irrational behavior. Romeo's decision to abandon his previous love and commit to Juliet is driven purely by emotion as well as impulse, without any rational consideration of the consequences or the depth of his feelings. Next, let's explore impulsive revenge. After Tybalt kills Mercutio, Romeo is overwhelmed with anger and grief. In a fit of rage, he avenges Mercutio's death by killing Tybalt. This act of revenge is a classic example of irrational behavior that's driven by intense emotions. Romeo's impulsive decision to kill Tybalt leads to severe consequences, including his own banishment. Next, let's explore choosing death over life without Juliet. When Romeo believes that Juliet is dead, he decides he cannot live without her. He obtains poison and goes to Juliet's tomb, where he takes his own life beside her, unaware that she has only faked her death. Romeo's decision to end his life rather than live without Juliet is driven by overwhelming grief and despair. This ultimate act of irrationality underscores how emotions can completely override logical thinking and self-preservation. And then there's Juliet's fake death plan. Juliet, desperate to avoid marrying Paris, conspires with Friar Lawrence to fake her death using a potion that makes her appear dead. Although clever in its intention, this plan is fraught with irrationality. Juliet's decision to fake her death, rather than confront her situation more rationally, leads to a tragic series of misunderstandings and ultimately her real death. Through these examples, we see how irrational behavior, driven by intense emotions, plays a pivotal role in the tragic story of Romeo and Juliet. While understandable in the context of their emotional states, their actions highlight the profound impact that irrationality can have on decision-making and to life outcomes. So with that as a backdrop, let's explore the science of irrationality by first going into the behavior science behind it. Let's start with cognitive biases, those mental shortcuts our brains take that can lead us astray. One major player here is confirmation bias. This bias makes us favor information that confirms our pre-existing beliefs while ignoring evidence to the contrary. Think about Romeo's instant conviction that Juliet is his true love. He doesn't pause to consider the potential fallout or danger. Instead, he seeks out actions that affirm his beliefs, like secretly marrying her. It's a classic case of confirmation bias at work. Another bias is the availability heuristic, developed based on research by Amos Tversky and Daniel Kahneman. This is where we rely on immediate examples that come to mind when evaluating a situation. When Romeo learns of Juliet's supposed death, the most immediate and emotionally charged example dominates his thinking, leading him to a drastic and tragic decision. He doesn't consider alternative possibilities or seek out more information, a clear influence of availability heuristic. And then there's anchoring. This bias involves latching on to the first piece of information that we receive and letting it heavily influence our decisions. Romeo's initial impressions of Juliet as his true love sets the stage for all his subsequent actions. This anchor shapes his thoughts and decisions, driving him towards irrationality without fully considering the long-term implications. These cognitive biases profoundly impact our decision-making. They distort our perception and judgment, leading to hasty emotional decisions. In the case of Romeo and Juliet, these biases steer them into a whirlwind of impulsive actions, whether it's rushing into marriage, seeking vengeance, or deciding to end their lives. Their story is a powerful illustration of how cognitive biases can cloud our judgment and lead us down irrational paths. Next, let's explore the psychology behind irrationality. Emotions like fear, anger, and excitement are powerful drivers of irrational behavior. When we look at Romeo, we see a man who's driven by intense emotions. His fear of losing Juliet, his anger over Mercutio's death, and his excitement over their forbidden love all propel him into making impulsive decisions. These emotions cloud his judgment, making it hard for him to think clearly and rationally. Motivational factors play a significant role as well. Both intrinsic and extrinsic motivations drive Romeo and Juliet. Intrinsically, their deep, passionate love for each other motivates them to defy their families. Extrinsically, the pressure from their feuding families and the societal expectations adds a sense of urgency and desperation. This mix of internal and external motivations pushes them towards irrational decisions as they try to navigate their intense emotions and societal constraints. Let's switch gears to the neuroscience behind irrational behaviors. The amygdala, a part of the brain involved with emotional processing, is key here. His amygdala is highly active when Romeo experiences overwhelming emotions like love, anger, and grief. This heightened activity influences his impulsive actions. For example, his decision to avenge Mercutio's death is driven by an emotionally charged response from his amygdala, leading to quick decisions without considering the consequences. Neurotransmitters also play a crucial role. Take dopamine, for instance. This neurotransmitter is linked to the brain's reward system, affecting motivation and pleasure. Romeo's intense feelings of love and excitement when he's with Juliet are tied to elevated dopamine levels. This drives him to seek out these rewarding experiences, often leading to irrational decisions in his quest to sustain the feeling. Serotonin, another neurotransmitter, is involved in mood regulation. Low levels of serotonin are associated with impulsivity as well as mood disorders. The drastic fluctuations in Romeo's mood, from the high of being with Juliet to the despair of believing that she is dead, impact his decision-making processes. These mood swings can drive him toward irrational actions as he grapples with his intense emotions. By understanding the behavior science, psychology, and neuroscience behind irrationality, we can see how these factors intertwine to influence Romeo and Juliet's tragic decisions. This story exemplifies how cognitive biases, emotional influences, and brain mechanisms can drive people to act irrationally, often with profound consequences. This explanation helps us to understand why we might sometimes act against our better judgment and what we can do to steer ourselves back towards rational thinking. So let's now explore the causes of irrationality by first exploring why it exists from an evolutionary perspective. Our ancestors lived in environments where quick, sometimes irrational decisions were necessary for their survival. Imagine being faced with a predator. The immediate reaction would be to flee or fight, not to weigh the pros and cons logically. This fight or flight response, driven by the amygdala, was essential for survival and has been hardwired into our brains. This evolutionary trait can explain some of the irrational behaviors we see in Romeo and Juliet. Their intense, immediate reactions to their circumstances, falling in love at first sight, seeking revenge, and choosing death over life without each other, reflect these deeply ingrained survival mechanisms. These reactions bypass rational thinking, leading to impulsive and emotionally driven actions. Social norms, culture, and peer pressure also significantly shape our behavior. In Romeo and Juliet, the intense feud between the Montagues and the Capulets creates an environment where social expectations and pressures constantly undermine rational decision-making. Romeo and Juliet's defiance of their family's feud and their secret marriage directly results from the societal constraints that they face. Peer pressure and cultural norms can drive people to act irrationally, to conform or rebel. The need for social acceptance or to make a statement can lead to decisions that might not be in one's best interest, yet feel compelling in the moment due to social context. Cognitive stress and overload significantly impair our ability to think rationally. When our brains are overwhelmed with information or under intense stress, our decision-making capabilities diminish. For Romeo and Juliet, the constant stress of their secret relationship, the fear of being discovered, and the series of tragic events push them to make increasingly irrational decisions. When cognitive load is high, our brains default to simpler, faster decision-making, often leading to impulsive and poorly thought-out actions. This impairment can explain Romeo and Juliet's hasty decisions that we see throughout their story, which were driven by their high-stress environment. So now that we've gone over the causes of irrationality, let's discuss their consequences. Irrational behavior can profoundly impact personal life, relationships, and mental health. In the case of Romeo and Juliet, their irrational actions led to a series of tragic consequences. Their impulsive decisions strained their relationships with their families, leading to isolation and secrecy. The constant emotional turmoil and stress that they experience take a toll on their mental health, driving them to extreme actions like suicide. In our own lives, acting irrationally can damage relationships, lead to poor decision making, and increase stress and anxiety. It can create a cycle of negative consequences that further impair our ability to think clearly and make rational choices. On a broader scale, irrational behavior can have significant implications for society as a whole. In Romeo and Juliet, the feud between their families is a backdrop of irrationality that affects the two lovers and their entire community. Their tragic end ultimately catalyzes reconciliation, highlighting the destructive power of irrational, entrenched conflicts. In the real world, irrational behavior can influence economic decisions, public policy, and group behavior. For example, cognitive biases and emotional influences can lead to market bubbles, poor policy decisions, or widespread panic during crises. These societal impacts underscore the importance of understanding and mitigating irrational behavior to promote more rational, constructive outcomes. By examining the causes and consequences of irrationality, we gain a deeper understanding of how it shapes our lives and society. This awareness can help us to develop strategies to counteract irrational impulses and foster more rational decision-making, individually and collectively. Now that we've explored the causes and consequences of irrational behavior, let's focus on 6 strategies for mitigating it. Understanding these strategies can help us make more rational decisions and improve our well-being. The first step in combating irrationality is awareness. By educating ourselves about our cognitive biases and the ways that our brains can lead us astray, we become better equipped to recognize when we're falling into these traps. For example, simply knowing about confirmation bias can make us more likely to seek out and consider information that challenges our beliefs. This awareness helps us to take a step back and critically evaluate our decisions. In the context of Romeo and Juliet, if they had been aware of how their emotions and cognitive biases influenced their actions, they might have paused to consider the consequences of their impulsive decisions. By educating ourselves, we can avoid similar pitfalls in our own lives. Second, practicing mindfulness can help us stay grounded and present, reducing the impact of strong emotions on our decision-making. Meditation, deep breathing, and journaling can help us manage our emotions more effectively. When we're mindful, we can better recognize when our emotions are driving our actions and take steps to regain control. Emotional regulation is also crucial. Managing emotions like fear, anger, and excitement can prevent them from leading us to irrational decisions. For example, Romeo's ability to regulate his anger after Mercutio's death could have led to a different outcome, preventing the tragic chain of events that followed. Third, using structured decision-making frameworks can help us think more logically and systematically. Tools like cost-benefit analysis, decision trees, and pros and cons lists encourage us to consider multiple perspectives and potential outcomes before making a decision. These frameworks help us to slow down and to analyze situations more thoroughly, reducing the likelihood of impulsive decisions. In a high-stress situation like Romeo and Juliet, having a decision-making framework in place could have provided them with a clearer perspective, allowing them to make more informed and rational choices. Fourth, implementing behavior interventions can also be effective. These are practical steps that can help us form positive habits and reduce the likelihood of irrational behavior. For example, setting clear goals, using reminders, and creating routines can help us stay focused and make better decisions. These interventions create a structure that supports rational thinking and minimizes opportunities for impulsive actions. For Romeo and Juliet, establishing a more structured approach to their relationship and seeking support from trusted individuals could have provided them with the stability needed to navigate their challenges more rationally. Fifth, actively seeking out diverse perspectives can help us avoid the pitfalls of cognitive biases. Engaging with people who have different viewpoints and experiences can provide new insights and challenge our assumptions. This practice encourages us to consider a wider range of information and to make more balanced decisions. In the story of Romeo and Juliet, listening to the perspective and advice of others beyond Friar Lawrence and the nurse could have provided them with a broader understanding of their situation and potential solutions. And then lastly, 6, managing stress is essential for maintaining rational thinking. High stress levels can impair cognitive functions and lead to impulsive decisions. Regular exercise, adequate sleep, and relaxation practices can help to reduce stress and improve thinking ability. Managing stress can prevent us from being overwhelmed and making irrational choices, especially in high-pressure situations. For Romeo and Juliet, finding ways to manage the stress of their secret relationship could have helped them to think more clearly and to make better decisions. By incorporating these strategies into our lives, we can mitigate the impact of irrational behavior and make more thoughtful, rational decisions. Whether it's through awareness, mindfulness, structured decision-making, behavioral interventions, seeking diverse perspectives, or stress management, these tools empower us to navigate life's challenges more effectively and to avoid the pitfalls of irrationality. Today, we took a deep dive into the world of irrationality. We started by defining what irrationality is and differentiating it from rational behavior. Through the timeless tale of Romeo and Juliet, we explored how cognitive biases, emotional influences, and brain mechanisms can lead us to impulsive and irrational decisions. We examine the evolutionary traits, social pressures, and cognitive overload that contribute to irrational behavior and discuss the personal and societal impacts of these actions. We then moved on to 6 strategies for mitigating irrationality. We discussed the importance of awareness and education, practicing mindfulness and emotional regulation, using structured decision-making frameworks, implementing behavioral interventions, seeking diverse perspectives, and managing stress. Each of these strategies can help us make more rational decisions as well as improve our overall well-being. Now it's time for you to take action. Think about irrational behaviors in your own life and how they might be influenced by cognitive biases or emotional impulses. Start by increasing your awareness and educating yourself about these tendencies. Practice mindfulness and emotional regulation to stay grounded and make more thoughtful decisions. Use decision-making frameworks to analyze situations more thoroughly and implement behavioral interventions to create positive habits. Seek out diverse perspectives to challenge your assumptions and manage stress to maintain clear thinking. By applying these strategies, you can more effectively navigate life's challenges and avoid the pitfalls of irrationality. Remember, it's a journey, and every small step towards rationality can make a significant difference in your life. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I wanted to thank all of you who wrote in this week, and especially those who tuned in to today's episode. You can find a transcript for today's episode in the show notes. Videos are on YouTube, both at our main channel at John R. Miles and our Clips channel at Passionstruck Clips. Please go and join over 250,000 other subscribers who tune in weekly to YouTube. Advertiser deals and discount codes are in one convenient place at passionstruck.com/deals. Please consider supporting those who support the show. If you want a daily dose of inspiration, then follow me on all the social platforms at John R. Miles. If you want to give your courage muscles a workout, then sign up for our weekly newsletter titled Live Intentionally on Passionstruck. And in it, we explore the topics of the previous week and give a challenge that exposes them into your life and can make a profound difference in helping you live intentionally. And if you want to explore where you sit on the journey to becoming passion-struck, then head over to Passionstruck and take our Passionstruck quiz, which consists of 20 questions, takes about 10 minutes to complete, and it will show you where you are on the continuum of becoming passion-struck. Before we wrap up, I am so ecstatic to give you a sneak peek of our next episode. I'll be joined by the one and only Gary Vaynerchuk. We'll discuss his new children's book, Meet in the Middle, and his incredible work with VFriends. Gary is known for his unique insights and for his practical advice, so you won't want to miss this episode. Be sure to tune in for what promises to be an inspiring and enlightening conversation.
I don't like generalizing, but yes, I do think we need to talk to kids about emotions, but I actually think the place we need to go with them is to make them more accountable, is to let them lose a little bit more. I think we've overcoddled a generation of individuals. And I think that the emotional intelligence we need to talk to kids about, believe it or not, is less about kindness and compassion And it's more about tenacity, accountability, competitiveness.
Thank you for joining me today on Passion Struck. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and share it with your friends. Let's spread the knowledge and help each other make more rational, intentional choices. In the meantime, do your best to apply what you hear on the show so that you can live what you listen. Until next time, stay passionate and stay rational.